Hello, welcome to the Monday, February 1st, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And Xavier doesn't stop producing useful Python scripts. The last two ones are, first of all, one to characterize URLs. So let's say you have some kind of weblog or proxy log and want to quickly figure out what's up with certain URLs. There's one script that essentially tests a couple different open source lists, including our Internet Storm Center's risk score, to figure out whether or not a particular URL is malicious or not. Secondly, a script to create a local copy of the CVE, the Common Vulnerability Enumeration Database. That's useful to search for vulnerabilities, get more details about it. For example, if one of these vulnerabilities shows up in IDS alert, here you have at your fingertips some more details about that particular vulnerability in a nice structured format suitable for scripting. And if you are running Android before version 5.0, you may be susceptible to the latest Android ransomware. The problem here is that the user has to install the malware and has to assign it privileges, but due to a bug in Android versions before 5.0 or before Lollipop, it is possible for the attacker to hide the actual privilege assignment dialog with a generic installer. So the user just sees a generic packet installation screen, but instead of clicking the continue button, the user will actually click the activate button in the privilege assignment screen. So with that, this malware will obtain admin privileges. The malware will then go ahead and encrypt the user's files. It will also display a screen claiming to be a US law enforcement screen and asking essentially for a fine to unlock the phone again. The malicious application claims to be a porn viewer and the user still has to install it. The only thing that's hidden and thus rely on the vulnerability is the fact that the user assigns admin privileges to the application. And apparently Gizmodo and a couple other tech websites declared February 1st the Change Your Password Day. Probably not a bad idea to change your passwords once a year. So something to include in your local awareness campaign. And a lot of iOS developers complain about the lengthy approval process for patches to iOS applications. After your iOS application is approved, then whenever you release an updated version, it has to go through the same approval process, which can take a couple weeks or so to complete. So in order to speed up the release of minor patches, an open source framework, JS Patch, short for JavaScript patch, was developed in order to load additional code into existing applications running on iOS. That, of course, can be used to bypass the security controls being represented by the App Store, and as a result, an application could download additional malicious functionality. FireEye has looked a little bit into this process. At this point, there is no known exploit actually taking advantage of this, but of course a JS patch is still rather new. As FireEye points out, right now really the only two sort of exploits being used against iOS is usually against jailbroken iOS phones or the app sideloading issue, where you use an enterprise certificate to sign and load malicious software. And sticking with Apple here for another story, a lot of third-party Apple applications do use the Sparkle Updater. That's a generic updater that can be used to pull down new versions of particular software packages. But the problem is that this Sparkle Updater does work over HTTP, not necessarily over HTTPS. And then essentially the evil crate process can be used to downgrade or to upload malicious versions of applications. This, of course, requires a man-in-the-middle position in order to exploit it successful. To make it easier to exploit it, there is now a nice and actually pretty short tutorial in how to use BetterCap. BetterCap is a man-in-the-middle tool. It's a replacement for EtherCap, if you're familiar with that. And then it allows you to exploit this Sparkle Updater vulnerability rather easily. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.